इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू दिस न्यू सेगमेंट एट इतिहास कॉल्ड द फाइव ईयर फेस्ट। इन दिस सेगमेंट वी आर डिस्कसिंग द ग्रैंड फेस्टिवल ऑफ द इंडियन डेमोक्रेसी, दैट इज जनरल इलेक्शंस। वी हैव ऑलरेडी कवर्ड कपल ऑफ द इनिशियल इलेक्शंस ऑफ द इंडिपेंडेंट इंडिया, एंड टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अ वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फिनोमेना दैट कंसर्न्स द इलेक्शंस व्हिच मोस्ट पीपल आर नॉट अवेयर अबाउट। द नेम ऑफ दिस फिनोमेना इज कॉल्ड द फर्स्ट पास्ट द पोल सिस्टम, व्हिच आई एम श्योर मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल, प्रोबेबली एक्सेप्ट द स्टूडेंट्स ऑफ पॉलिटिकल साइंस, डोंट नो अबाउट बिकॉज दैट इज वेरी रेयरली डिस्कस्ड। It is extremely important because it can actually swing an election in one way or the other. To discuss this very crucial and yet under-discussed phenomena, I have with me today Neha Phadke Mahajan. Neha is a political science student herself. She is also a teacher and a researcher in the field of political science, political ethics. So, welcome to Itihas, Neha. It's great to have you here.
Hi. It's wonderful. It's very nice to be on Itihas because I think it's very important to educate people, because we generally vote, but we don't have any idea about with the help of which system we vote.
Right.
So why first past the post, or what is first past the post? It's known as simple majority voting system, or winner takes all voting system, or plurality voting system, and it's the most basic form of voting system which is there in India. It has been observed that this system is implemented in most of the British colonies, because right now UK and India, they have this first past the post system. Why first past the post? Because it's the simple method where the candidate with the highest number of votes in a constituency is declared the winner. This system is used in state elections as well as in Lok Sabha elections. So it's simple to understand. It doesn't cost much to administer. Like if you see the mammoth size of Indian state, there are different constituencies, there are different section, different variety of population voting. So in such case, state needs to be simple.
Right.
Like state needs to come with a simple pattern of voting. So it's fairly quick to count the votes, work out who has won, and its result can be declared relatively quickly after the poll's done.
Right.
So in a political environment, this FPTP enables voters to clearly express a view on which party they think should form the next government.
Right.
So FPTP is ideally suited. It's suited for two-party system.
Correct.
And generally produces a single-party government.
Correct.
But if you see in India, it's not a two-party system. So there are many objections raised. It's not suitable for a country like India because there are different identities, there are different political parties. So it's not suitable. But majorly, we accept this system because it's simple to understand.
Right.
So if you see the political and social reality of India in 1947, there was 80% illiteracy in Indian state. So it was very difficult to educate people that you have to come and you have to prioritize the candidates.
Right.
So we have come up with this system that you have to come, select the candidate and just vote for it, him or her.
So this system, the alternative system that you are talking about, where you actually vote for a party, is the system which we commonly see in the presidential elections in countries like the USA, right?
Yes, yes.
So how exactly it differs from our system?
In the proportional representation system, basically, citizens cast their votes to political party,
right,
and not to the candidate.
Correct.
Right. Each party is granted a seat in proportion to the number of votes it receives. So if party obtains a 15% vote share and elections are being conducted for 200 seats, the top 30 candidates, or 15% of the total number of seats from the party list, will be elected.
Why this thing is crucial, I would like to reiterate that it does not guarantee that the seats that a party achieves at the end of the day, it is not always an indication of a particular caste or a class or a group in society that is being represented. And that has been consistently seen in the Indian elections, where a particular group has probably got only these many seats, but it is underrepresented or overrepresented. Or even worse, what happened in 2014 elections, where parties actually got a lot of vote share, but they did not secure a single seat.
See, that was the main idea why FPTP system was accepted in India, because Constituent Assembly was of opinion that we don't want Indian politics to be based or to be divided on the basis of caste and class. If we accept the system of proportional representation, there will be political parties based on the idea of caste or class or a specific community. Actually, that is happening now. Because in 2014 election, if you see the results, the Bahujan Samaj Party, which was actually the third largest party in terms of national vote share, with 20% votes in UP and 4.2% at the national level, did not get a single seat.
That is just sad.
Yes. Same with Trinamool Congress. On the other hand, parties with lower vote shares, they want considerable number of seats. For instance, despite winning 3.9% of vote share, Trinamool Congress won 34 seats.
Wow.
Or it happened with BJP. In Tamil Nadu, BJP got 5% of vote share and they won one seat.
Okay.
Whereas DMK got 23% of vote share and they didn't get a single seat. Even in 1967 election, Congress party's politician P.K. Khanna, he recorded the victory with the lowest ever vote share. Khanna was elected to the Shahjahanpur constituency in UP with just 15.6% of votes. So, there are those political parties which are representing minorities. So, if they are representing minorities, they just can't win that particular seat. Because if there are not enough members of their community, their party is never going to win the election.
So there is a structural problem in this.
Exactly. And even Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar in 1946, he came up with the idea that this system, this FPTP, is not enough. It's not right because it will never represent the voices of minority. He wrote one essay, States and Minorities, where he said that scheduled castes or minorities should get a special representation. See, because if I'm a founder of Bahujan Samaj Party, that party is for Dalits, for minorities. So if my party is for Dalits, and if I'm contesting election in Maharashtra, where there are 1% of Dalit, let's say, my party is never going to win that seat. Because if there are 50% or more than 50% citizens from other communities, from other upper caste communities, they are never going to vote for my party. So, if that 1% population living in XYZ constituency voted for BSP, it's never going to show in the results.
Right.
That's the problem. I have data regarding the percentage of Muslims population-wise and the percentage of Muslims presented in Lok Sabha. So, in first election in 1952, there were 9.8% Muslim population living in India. But just 2%. They just got 2% representation in Lok Sabha.
Right.
Right now, there are 15% Muslims in India. Right? And just 4% Muslims got representation in Lok Sabha. So what's the remedy? Like, what can we do? People are saying that first past the post is not suitable for India. It should be abolished and we should come up with this proportional representation where people will vote for the party and not for the candidate. But this system is also not foolproof. And it's not like a panacea for all the problems which are there in FPTP. See, because whenever we are thinking of implementing a particular system to a particular society, we have to think or we have to consider the specific nature of the political system. So if proportional representation is good and ideal system for XYZ country, we can't just close our eyes and just implement it blindly in a country like India, where there are so many sections, where there are so many communities, where there are so many political identities,
right,
where there are so many political parties. So you have to create, you have to design your own model.
Right.
And that's the lacking thing, because if you are talking about India, I always say that even Panwala and a researcher has political opinions about politics. People are highly opinionated. So you have to consider that people are politically aware. Their political attitudes are like very sharp. So it's not like there is FPTP, there is proportional representation, and you just pick one system and implement it in India. It's very difficult and you have to think of all the complexities if you're a lawmaker, if you're a policymaker. So that's why we have law commissions which reviewed the systems two times. There is law commission in its 170th report, which it submitted in 1999. They recommended that India may combine FPTP system with proportional representation. So, their model was based on hybrid model, which Germany implemented in 1949.
Okay.
So to that end, the report suggested an increase in Lok Sabha seats by an additional 25%.
Wow.
That you just add 25% of Lok Sabha seats and those seats will be filled by PR system, proportional representation, and FPDP system will continue with the earlier number of seats. So this proposal was reiterated by Law Commission, though the government is yet to examine the proposals and take the next steps.
So, I agree to one of the very important points that you mentioned here, that you cannot blindly ape one system or the other. You cannot say that, okay, first past the post is the best system or the representative, proportional representation is the best system. What we can definitely do is, first, more and more people become aware about that such a system exists. Second, probably there happens more research on this area and the suitability of multiple options. And obviously, then it is in the government's or in the policymakers' hand to decide which system to adopt to or probably devise a whole new system together. Even if, you know, anything of that is to happen, it is still a long wait. Till then, what we can do is still vote in the current system of first past the post and hope to get a combined and amalgamated beautiful system sometime in the future. So that's all for this whole first past the post phenomena. Thank you so much, Neha, for joining us. Keep listening.